KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelei Kinnean, and it's 9:02. Alan Moore has won the 2014 Yukon Quest. The 56-year-old musher from Two Rivers crossed the finish line at Tikini Hot Springs near Whitehorse, Yukon Territory at 2:12 this morning. He finished in 8 days, 14 hours, 21 minutes, and earned $22,700. It's Moore's second consecutive victory. The race began February 1st in Fairbanks, and Moore was running a close race with Eureka musher Brent Sass until Sunday. Sass fell while traveling toward the final checkpoint at Braeburn and suffered a head injury. Sass was treated and released from a hospital. And while the Iron Dog Snow Machine race will begin in Big Lake as planned next Sunday, the Iditarod Trail Committee said on their website on Saturday that a restart in Willow may not take place March 1st. They say the trail conditions from the top of Rainy Pass to Nikolai are not acceptable for sled dog racing at this point. If snow does not fall and conditions do not improve, they'll stage the restart in Fairbanks on Monday, March 3rd. The Iditarod restarted in Fairbanks one other time in 2003 when warm weather deteriorated the trail conditions in south central Alaska. Organizers say either way, the ceremonial start for Iditarod 42 will be held in Anchorage on Saturday, March 1st as planned. At this time, they do plan to stage the restart in Willow for the following Sunday, March 2nd. Snow is forecasted for the area this week. Governor Sean Parnell is warning that Ketchikan's lawsuit against the state over school funding might make him and lawmakers reluctant to fund Ketchikan projects. In a visit to the community Thursday, Parnell discussed the Ketchikan Gateway Borough's lawsuit, which argues that municipalities in Alaska should not have to pay a local contribution for public education. If the lawsuit is successful, it could hold the state accountable for hundreds of millions more in education spending, and Parnell predicted potential repercussions. Parnell confirmed some people's worries in Ketchikan by saying the lawsuit filed in January could tinge his and other lawmakers' perspective toward Ketchikan funding.
When Ketchikan asks for money, but yet the state might be on the hook in the lawsuit for more money, there's kind of a reluctance or a reticence to step forward for other projects.
Parnell said he understands the frustration behind the lawsuit, but he thinks a local contribution for education is a good thing.
And I think it helps keep people connected to the school district and helps really make people interested and invested in the school district and the system that is here for our kids.
Parnell's candid comments drew some response. Senator Bert Stedman, a Republican from Sitka, says he believes it's the right of every citizen to petition the government. Stedman added he did not believe there will be any backlash against Ketchikan in the legislature. He said a House bill submitted by North Pole Republican Tammy Wilson would do what the Ketchikan lawsuit is asking for, and he doesn't believe North Pole will be discriminated against either. Ketchikan Assemblymember Agnes Moran, speaking for herself, said it would be unfortunate if there were repercussions. She said the lawsuit is the borough's legal right, and Ketchikan is not the first municipality to sue the state. Moran noted that the point of the lawsuit is not to avoid paying for schools, it's to find a solution that's fair to everyone. She said she was surprised to hear Parnell's comments and added that if the community was not obligated to pay a certain amount for local schools, Ketchikan would not need as much help with capital projects. A group of Democratic lawmakers is pushing an amendment to enshrine the permanent fund dividend in the Alaska Constitution. Representative Les Guerra of Anchorage is carrying the legislation for his caucus, and he presented it to the House State Affairs Committee last week. He says because the state is looking at budget deficits for the foreseeable future, it's important to lock in the dividend as a right.
As fiscal pressures start mounting in the state, there are some, and it's happened in the past, who the first place they're going to go is to the permanent fund dividend.
Guerra also frames it as an issue of income inequality, or rather income equality.
We've had the least differential growth between rich and poor in the state of any other state in the country because of the permanent fund dividend.
While all but one member of the House's Democratic minority has signed off on the amendment, members of the Republican majority are a little cool on it. Representative Alan Osterman of Kodiak says while he's willing to entertain the amendment, he believes it could end up putting the legislature in a difficult financial position.
The permanent fund and the dividend program itself were to look at future needs of the state of Alaska, not necessarily the future needs of each individual, but the future of the state.
House Speaker Mike Chenault says if the legislature were prohibited from tapping the permanent fund, they would just have to find other ways to collect revenue should the state run out of savings.
When we talk about that type of long-term planning, it means one thing, taxes.
He says the most likely forms would be an income tax or a state sales tax. As of this year, the state savings were valued at $17 billion. The state's Legislative Finance Division projects that reserves may last until fiscal year 2024 if state agencies are kept at zero growth. The Alaska Permanent Fund is worth nearly $50 billion. The amendment needs the approval from two-thirds of the legislature to advance, and minority Democrats make up just one quarter of the body. If it passes, it would then go on the ballot for voters to decide. And starfish at the Anchorage Museum have shown signs of a wasting disease reported up and down the coast. The creatures are dying of sea star wasting syndrome, an affliction that causes white lesions to develop on the starfish's skin and an unnatural twisting of the arms. They die after losing their arms and their tissues soften. Marine scientists say the disease is killing massive numbers of starfish colonies up and down the West Coast. In Alaska, researchers first discovered evidence of the wasting syndrome last summer on Kayak Island in the Gulf of Alaska. At the Anchorage Museum, curator Greg Danner says a total of 8 sea stars between August and November were euthanized because the museum hasn't seen the disease since then. A look at the price of gold today, up $8.80 an ounce to $1,276.90. An ounce of silver up 15 cents to $20.25. It's currently 9.5 minutes after 9 o'clock.